This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 919, How Ghostbusters Gets You IELTS Band 9.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today we answer a Three Keys IELTS student's question asking us to recommend a movie with a lot of slang. We give you native idioms and informal slang that you can use to go for broke on your IELTS speaking test. Aubrey, do you like the movie Ghostbusters?
I love the movie Ghostbusters. I'm so excited we're talking about Ghostbusters today because it's so good.
It's so good. Guys, you know, we encourage you all the time to get good input in English, right? Watch movies that you like, read books that you like, listen to podcasts that you like. If you are trying to get input in English and you're not enjoying it, you're doing it wrong. The thing is, like, come on, we have access to everything. We have access to everything. There are podcasts and movies and books and websites about absolutely anything in English, guys. So if you want to improve your fluency, which you have to do to get a 7 or higher on IELTS, you have to have good English, then you need to find your way into English culture. American, British, Australian, whatever floats your boat. We talked about boats last time. But today we're going to talk about one of our favorite American pop culture things ever and show you how much you can learn from this one movie. So we're going to talk about excellent, excellent slang and give you examples of how you could use this vocab on IELTS.
Yes, exactly. We had a student write into our Facebook group asking if we could recommend a movie, not a sad one, to improve her listening and to learn new slangs and native vocabulary. And then she said either British or American English. And we brainstormed about this a little bit and we came up with a good one for you guys.
So good. You guys, so good. Okay, the movie Ghostbusters. Let me tell you, this has been one of my like all-time favorite movies since I can remember. Like literally since I started being able to remember. I loved this movie. I could just like quote
you
it
quote
word
the whole
for
thing.
Word. Yeah. So let's get into this. It's very exciting. Before we get into the vocab, guys, we have been having so many fun episodes lately, as always. So don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss this amazingly fun perspective on IELTS that helps you increase your score. So hit subscribe right now, guys, however you're listening. Okay, what is the first phrase we're going to talk about?
Okay, so there's a great quote in this that this is why we originally came up with Ghostbusters. I'm like kind of looking up slang from movies, and there's a really good one where the movie Ghostbusters invented using toast as slang to mean someone's dead. And what happened was it was impromptu. Bill Murray is supposed to say, we're going to turn this guy into toast. And he changed it and said, this chick is toast. And then they picked it up and everyone started saying that. And then you'd say, oh, I'm toast. If you're really tired or if you're like just not feeling great. And we were using it all the time. So this is actually a really great phrase. I use it all the time. Do you say this, Jessica? I'm toast.
I do say it sometimes. I say it mostly, I don't describe myself as being toast. I use it to describe things that are done, finished, complete, or broken. Yeah. So, for example, if my dog, like, knocks off a device or whatever, like, say the tail knocks the computer off and I try to turn it on and it won't turn on and I'm like, no, this is toast, man. This is done. So, guys, on IELTS, you could use this if you're describing a piece of equipment, you know, that failed in part two. A general training task one, letter where you have to, you know, complain about a product. This would be great. Yeah, it's slang, but it's interesting. So it still qualifies as that band 7 or higher. Or like Aubrey was saying, to describe a time that you felt like very tired or out of energy. Maybe you're like, okay, honestly, I have been studying for IELTS for so long. My brain is kind of toast. And I think that's nice to buy time during speaking. If like you need time to think at the beginning, you could be like, I'm sorry, yes. I'm sorry. My brain is toast or my brain is fried. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, that's really good. Or if a part one question asks, you know, do you sleep in or wake up early? You could say, oh, if ever I sleep in, my whole day is toast.
Oh my God, that's true for me. Yeah.
Yeah, your day's over. You're done. Like you're just kind of groggy all day long. You've missed stuff. And yeah, I got to get up early, get a good start to my day, or I'm just toast.
Yes, I love it. So the next phrase, you know what? I just realized like a lot of these come from Peter Venkman. Peter Venkman is played by Bill Murray. And if you guys don't know anything about Bill Murray, he's an icon, okay? Just Wikipedia that dude. But the next quote is also from him. He says, back off, man. I'm a scientist. So back off is like, go away, get away from me. It could also be like, stop talking to me. Back yes. off, man. So total slang, right? Very native. We can use this in speaking part two. I like it to just like as part of a story, right? When you're describing the action of a story and you could be like, you know, finally, I just had to tell the person to back off because I wasn't interested.
Yeah, exactly. I could definitely see if anytime you're telling a story, if you say, then I had to back off because I could tell they weren't really interested in what I was saying, or if I needed to tell someone else to back off. Yeah, it's not physical, like back off. It's more slow down or go away.
It's just like, stop bothering me. I think that's yes. often when we say back off. So yeah, I think the best place for this would be, you know, stories in part two for sure. The next one is a little more flexible, the next phrase. This quote is from Ray Stantz, who's played by Dan Aykroyd, another Saturday Icon. Night Live alum, yep. right? Whose life has taken an interesting direction. He now makes and sells his own vodka, which is funny. But anyway, Ray Stantz, he says, I think we better split up. So split up, phrasal verb, has a few different meanings. It can mean for like a boyfriend or girlfriend to like, you know, stop dating or whatever. But in this case, and I think this is very common, we use it to describe when you're walking with friends, perhaps, and you decide to go in different directions. So talking about travel, talking about getting lost, talking about trying to find something, you could be like, okay, listen, we're going to cover more ground if we split up. So you're going to go down that block. I'm going to go down this block. If you find the restaurant, call me.
Yes, that's a good one. Okay, the next one, they say drop everything when they're fighting the ghost, trying to capture them. And this is a very useful one for IELTS. You could, anytime you're going to say you had to stop doing something in order to do something else, you'd say, I had to drop everything and move on, right? So maybe part two, if you're telling a story and you want to talk about how something went wrong. And you're, even if it was like describe a time something went wrong. So you'll start talking about how the experience, and then you could say, and then I had to drop everything because it was time to leave.
Totally. Yes, exactly.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Are you subscribed to our IELTS Energy podcast, or do you just listen to it every now and then when you think about it? You need to make sure you subscribe so you never miss any content. We post 3 episodes every week, as well as bonus episodes and breaking news when IELTS announces changes or updates. You don't want to miss a thing. So hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your podcast to make sure that you never miss any of our amazing content.
I could see this being quite flexible in speaking part one as well for a variety of topics, right? Like, there's often questions about describing your routine, describe your daily habit. So maybe you could describe like, you know, your usual schedule, and then you could say, but yesterday I didn't get to do any of those things. I had to drop everything because my mom called because her cat ran away. Right. And like, remember, guys, like, it doesn't have to be the truth. Like, just be strategic. Find a way to use this vocab, right? The next one's fun. This isn't super common, honestly, but this is an idiom that we say. I'm gonna go for broke. What does that mean?
Yeah, Peter Venkman said this one too, and it's like he's talking to the girl, the love interest. He says, I'm gonna go for broke. I am madly in love with you.
And so cute.
In that case, he's like, I'm putting all my cards on the table, right? I'm going the distance here. I'm going to tell, and I'm madly in love with you, which is funny because he's like just met the girl, right?
I know. He's so funny. Oh my gosh. And Sigourney Weaver, like that was the height of her, you know, success, like around like Aliens and then Ghostbusters. Okay. So go for broke. Yeah. Like you're going 100%. Like even if you fail, you're going to jump in with both feet and you're going to go for it. So you can use this on IELTS, right? When you're talking about dreams, goals, objectives you have for yourself, right? You could be like, you know what? I'm going to go for broke. I am going to say right now that I'm going to get my master's at Cambridge University and I'm going to be employed in downtown London by next year. Just like describing like big goals, big things you want. I think this phrase is good for that.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, there's another one where he gets slimed by this Slimer, this big green glob. And he says, I've been slimed. I feel so funky. And this, people started using this all the time. We'll say we feel funky. If there's a few meanings, it's like, ugh, I don't feel very good. I need a nap. I ate too much. You could say you feel funky. Or if you need a shower, if you've been camping, you feel like you need a shower. You could say you feel funky. Because initially it was more like you felt dirty. You felt like you need a shower. But now I will hear people say it meaning, ugh, like I overate or I need a nap. I feel funky. If you just don't feel great.
Yeah, exactly. Anytime you feel a bit off, a bit weird, due to any reason, you could just be like, I don't know, man, I'm feeling a little bit funky, or my stomach feels a bit funky, my head feels a bit funky. So questions about health, right, come up a lot on the speaking exam and the writing exam, but I wouldn't use this in writing, guys. However, I do think it's okay to use in speaking part three, because again, it is interesting and it is something that natives use, right? So for example, if you're describing, you know, sometimes there's questions about reasons why people should and should not go to the doctor. Because this is kind of cultural as well. I think in countries where there's nationalized healthcare, most countries, thank you, then it's easier. People can go to the doctor like all the time if they want. But here, not so much. But maybe you're of the opinion that, you know what, people don't actually have to go to the doctor as often as they do. You could say, you know what, I don't think that someone should just drop everything and run to the doctor just because their stomach feels a bit funky. They probably just ate a bad egg and they'll be fine the next day.
Oh, that's perfect, right? This is going to be a pretty easy one to fit in on speaking part one. Whatever you're talking about, you'd be like, I felt kind of funky. And so right? It's kind of multiple uses for sure.
Also great for speaking part one, first answer. You could be like, okay, sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. I feel a little bit funky right now, but I'm going to do my best.
Yes, perfect. Then you can for sure use it.
Yes. Okay. I love it. All right. One last quote from Peter Venkman, St. Bill Murray, as he is called in pop culture. Yes. He says, I'm fuzzy on the whole good, bad thing. What do you mean bad? So he's being very sarcastic, as he is in most of his lines in this movie. But to be fuzzy on something, it means it's not clear. You don't fully understand. You feel a little bit confused. So perfect if you have to ask for clarification. You could be like, I'm fuzzy on the word stentorian. I don't know what. Okay, guys, that's not going to be in an IELTS question. But again, just an example. I'm fuzzy on the word stentorian. Can you explain that, please?
Nice. Yes. Anytime there's a word that you're not sure what it means, this would be perfect because your score doesn't go down just because you need to ask what a word means. It goes down if you pause and hem and ha and get nervous. So you could just right away say, I'm fuzzy on the meaning of that word. Can you tell me what it means? Whatever the word is, even if it's one that you feel like you should know, but you're just not sure.
Yeah, exactly, guys. It's always best to ask, or else you start talking about the wrong thing. Your fluency and coherence score goes down. Your vocab score goes down. So really, there's no reason not to ask, especially if you're using really native natural vocab like fuzzy. Even if the whole question's weird in part three, because guys, there are weird questions. Then you could be like, oh, I'm kind of fuzzy on that question. Could you give me an example? So really, there... great word to have in your back pocket. Guys, oh my gosh, let me tell you, there are no other IELTS teachers in the world that will give you lessons like this. So don't forget to hit subscribe, because we are teaching you about IELTS 3 days a week, new episodes every single week, guys. Hit subscribe right now so you never miss one of our amazingly interesting lessons.
Yes, and go watch the movie Ghostbusters now, because yes, you guys will understand all the slang and all the crazy stuff they're saying, and then you'll be able to use it on IELTS, which will be awesome.
Oh my God. Just email me and tell me how much you loved it. Jessica at allearsenglish.com. Email me. And just like, you don't even have to write the email. Just in the subject, be like, you're right, Ghostbusters rules. And then that'll make my day.
That'll make your day.
That's it. That's your homework. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, thank you so much for talking about Ghostbusters today.
Right? There's nothing I would have preferred to talk about today with you.
It's so much fun. All right. Well, you have a great day, and I'll talk to you another time.
You too. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.